Well, good morning there. How you doing on your ride to work this morning? Thanks for tuning in. Mike Levins here on 1180 WFYL. It's a new day. You're tuned to the right side of the dial. You're on 1180 WFYL. You could call in at 610-539-TALK, 610-539-8255. A little cloudy out there today. The weather is going to be nice and cool for today. It's definitely humid. Some chances of precipitation, but looks to be around the 70s I'm looking at here? I think so. Yeah, that's what it looks like. Oh, no, it's supposed to... All right, so maybe the mid-80s around today is what the weather looks like. And about a 20% chance of precipitation. That's according to Google.com. Welcome to the program. So, King Obama... And don't think for a minute he's not a king. Because he is. He thinks he is. King Obama is coming out very publicly, the fact that he has absolutely no idea what him, his Department of Foreign Policy, whatever you want to call it, what is it, another czar? I know when he first came out with czars, it was this big thing. Well, why is he calling them czars? What are we, Russia? And he finally really spoke hard against Putin as well. We got an article on that. We're going to talk about that. Was it necessarily smart, or was it a little too late? Is it even going to have any effect? But listen to what President Obama's strategy is as far as ISIS is concerned.
We don't yet have a complete strategy because it requires commitments on the part of the Iraqis as well about how recruitment takes place, how that training takes place. And so the details of that are not yet worked out.
You know, if this was a college paper, Obama would be seriously pressing the late date. He seriously would be pressing that line because it's been how many months since first of all, you called ISIS JV. That was huge. A lot of talkers really took that. And, oh, Obama, you know, he called ISIS JV, this group that's killing and slaughtering people. Oh, yeah. And that was, people talked about that for a long time. Some people are still talking about that, but they say that's his first blunder, right? And you think radio is everyone's just getting on here and lambasting Obama. And you know, I like that word. I've realized that. I like that word, lambast. Hey, you could call in, by the way. 610-539-TALK is the number to call. This is your program here. Mike Levins here. 610-539-TALK. And welcome if you just tuned in. But, so he has no strategy. So apparently we've been there the past couple of months knowing about ISIS, Obama calling them JV, apparently sitting on our hands, and I don't know, I guess spending countless hours with the Joint Chiefs of Staff sitting there going, what do we do about this, guys? And they still haven't figured something out. So the king has no clothes, apparently. And don't think for a moment he's not a king, because have you heard about some of the stuff he's trying to do through executive order? We're going to get into that as well. You're not going to believe what he's trying to do. He is King Obama. He really is. He's a king. We all should just bow to his great knowledge, because he finally came out against Putin. Really hard, at G7 here. The U.S. president warns, and this is according to TheGuardian.com, that quote, additional steps could be taken if Russia were to double down on behavior in Ukraine. And here is what President Obama said. Quote, does he continue, speaking about Putin now, does he continue to wreck his country's economy and continue Russia's isolation in pursuit of a wrong-headed desire to recreate the glories of the Soviet Empire? Finally, he comes out and says it. We've been talking about this for months. We've been talking about it for months. We've been talking about how Ukraine is just an attempt by Vladimir Putin to reestablish the Soviet Union. It's amazing. It's like the 80s all over again. It's like the Cold War. And he's trying to relive those glory days. He's a former KGB goon. Here's the rest of what Obama says. Or does he recognize that Russia's greatness does not depend on violating the territorial integrity and sovereignty of other countries? And see, that's where the king has no clothes. Because the king... That's where the king has no clothes, because he doesn't realize that Putin doesn't give a hoot about the territorial integrity and sovereignty of other countries. He doesn't give a hoot of making Russia great by respecting their integrity. That doesn't register for him. That's the part that President Obama doesn't understand. But this isn't just a little bash Obama party. Everyone's doing that. Everyone's doing that. His approval rating seems to be up one day and then plummeting the next. As far as my take on it, he's a king, and the king has no clothes. That's my take on it. But, so no strategy on ISIS. And it's been months. And what have we been in Iraq for all this time, by the way? We're supposed to be building up their military and all these wonderful things, working with the Iraqi people, and now we have no strategy on combating ISIS because of we don't know what to do with the Iraqis? Ooh. That's not good. It's baffling to me that that would come out. That would be the thing that comes out from the president. I mean, and ironically enough, and if you have not listened to the show before, by the way, welcome to the show. Mike Levin's here. You could call in 610-539-TALK. Interestingly enough, the article I'm going to reference here is a CNN article. If you have not listened to it to the show before, you know that I kind of have this love-hate relationship with CNN. I don't know that I love them, but sometimes they just have ridiculous headlines, and I like to poke fun at it because they like to make journalism. They like to make journalism a nice, fun game of who can put their ideology out there the loudest, and they like to put theirs out there as often as they can. So, I'm going to go ahead and read the headline here. Obama, no complete strategy yet on training Iraqis. This is a CNN article. Now, President Barack Obama said Monday, and that's what we played there before, he has no idea essentially what he's doing. That being that he does not have a complete strategy. I could play it again. Would that maybe help playing it again? Saying that, because apparently that's all they've been doing. Just saying that they don't know what they're doing. They've just been sitting around a table. And I'm not, because there are very capable people, I'm sure, who are advising President Obama. Very, very capable people. I do not doubt that for a second. But see, there's this thing called accountability. And it's amazing. It's a scriptural thing as well. Accountability, responsibility for what one does. And President Obama, if he's going to be king, he's not president. He's king. Didn't you hear? He made himself king. He signed himself as king via executive order. He is the one who is leading the whole shebang now, so he's responsible, right?
We don't yet have a complete strategy.
So there's no strategy. He knows this isn't going to sound good. He knows this is not going to be a good soundbite. You could hear him kind of stumbling there. We do not have a complete strategy. He knows that this is going to be just absolutely run with in the media. And we're kind of doing that here today. But what else are you going to do when the President of the United States comes out with the one organization that is causing the most grief, not only for Americans, but for the world, and is committing horrible atrocities, and everyone agrees that they should be put back down into the lowest depths of torment, I guess you could say, and the leader of the free world comes out and says, we have no idea what to do with them. That's going to make some headlines. And that's why the king has no clothes. Anyway, so Rick Santorum has apparently weighed in on climate change, and he's weighed in on the Pope as well, and he is getting absolutely... I was going to say one thing, but I kind of stopped myself because I guess the pun wouldn't be appropriate. It's not that it's inappropriate, but when you're talking about the Pope, he is just getting absolutely... I don't even know. Well, here's what I was going to say. I was going to say that he's getting absolutely crucified by the media. Did not necessarily think of the pun there. And believe me, I'm not making light of the crucifixion. That's not what I'm doing. That's just the first thing that came to mind. Because you know me, talking about everything from a Christian's perspective here on the program, and that's the only perspective. All these different issues we face, they're only going to be solved by one thing and one thing alone, and that's Jesus Christ. But apparently he weighed in on climate change, and he is being absolutely destroyed by the media. The media is coming out, and they are just bashing him left and right because he apparently hinted at the fact that the Pope should not be talking about climate change. And what is everyone so mad at? Well, I'm going to go ahead and read that to you, and you're going to find that it's honestly not really a whole heck of a lot. They're just finding an excuse to go after Republican candidates. It is election season, is it not?
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
From the Pennsylvania Family Institute, I'm Michael Gear with today's Family Update. It seems that just about every day now, there's another story in the news that gives evidence that there are greater challenges happening to our religious liberty all across America. One example, an enlisted Marine corporal was court-martialed for displaying a Bible verse on her desktop computer, something she was told by her superiors is an affront to, quote, good order and discipline. Unbelievable. Another example is the case of Atlanta Fire Chief Kelvin Cochran, fired from his post for writing a men's Bible study book that a member of city council took offense to. Chief Cochran will be speaking in Lancaster this Thursday night at Lancaster Bible College, and if you're interested in hearing his compelling story, give Dan a call at our office at 1-800-FAMILY-1.
The Pennsylvania Family Institute. Protect the family, preserve the future. You can follow Michael Gear online at Twitter and Facebook, or stay up to date on our website at pafamily.org.
This is Sam Rohr of the American Pastors Network, and I want to invite you to listen to our new daily live call-in program, Stand in the Gap Today, each Monday through Friday at noon, right here on WFYL. There's never a shortage of topics surrounding how our faith and freedom are being attacked on every front. This program will equip Christians to stand up for truth and to impact our culture for Christ rather than just being an idle bystander. Join this battle for truth and listen to Stand in the Gap Today every Monday through Friday at noon, right here on WFYL.
Now, let's see here. We're gonna find out how the king is doing here in just a second. What do you mean? Who's the king? Oh, you didn't know? The king is I'm sorry, I can't say president anymore. He's king. King Obama. You don't know? It just became a headline just now. Hey, welcome to the program, by the way. Mike Levin's here, 610-539-8255. 610-539-TALK is the number to call. And we're getting into the headlines this morning from a Christian perspective. If you haven't tuned in before, that's what the show is all about. Talking about all these different headlines, our leaders, things happening in the world, all from a Christian perspective. You know, the one thing that we should not forget is that there is always hope. Because it can get depressing talking about all this stuff, but, you know, there's a reason I can talk about it with a little tongue-in-cheek humor, is because there is some hope in all this. There really is. There really, really is. And we should always remember that as Christians. If you're listening and you're sitting there going, well, I'm not a Christian, what do you mean that there's hope? It's looking kind of bleak out there. What's the hope in? What do you think the hope is in? There's no other place to find that hope than in Jesus Christ. Call me biased, call me bigoted, but there's no other hope than in Jesus Christ. You can call me whatever you want. I don't think that's going to change. 610-539-TALK. That's 610-539-8255. So we're going to go ahead and go to our scripture of the day now. And you can follow us if you'd like. We're in Romans 14, verses 10 through 12. Just to kind of put things in perspective and everything that we talk about. Now, let's read a little bit before those scriptures, okay, to kind of get the context. Because if we don't understand the context of the scripture, then we're just basically pulling something, or ripping it, rather, right out of the middle of this huge continuum of what God is saying. And we're making a soundbite of what God has said. So I know I just played a soundbite of President Obama, but the context was pretty clear as to what he was getting at, and everyone is understanding that, and he made it pretty clear what he was talking about there. So, but for this, we're going to need a little bit of context. So Romans 14, verse 10 through 12, I'm going to start at the beginning of the chapter. Accept the one whose faith is weak, without quarreling over disputable matters. One person's faith allows them to eat anything, but another, whose faith is weak, eats only vegetables. Now, what he's talking about there is back in the day, there was meat that was sacrificed to idols. Idols. Things other than God, you know, little demigods or what have you, whatever it would be in the culture. And there were some people who had issue with that. And what Paul was saying here, as far as people allowing them to eat anything but another whose faith is weak eats only vegetables, he's saying some people may feel convicted about eating meat sacrificed to an idol in particular. Now, I'm pretty sure that I am, yeah, I think I've got the right spot here. But that, and he is basically saying that, listen, we need to respect each other's measures of faith. So if I look down at Romans 14:10, you then, why do you judge your brother or sister? Or why do you treat them with contempt? For we will all stand before God's judgment seat. It is written, as surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow before me, every tongue will acknowledge God. So then each of us will give an account of ourselves to God. Now, I read that, and what I want you to walk away with is that quote right there. Paul's talking about not rushing to judgment on each other as Christians because one may have more faith than another. And that, and we could go into a lot more on faith and what specifically he's getting at. But what I want you to walk away with this scripture is the truth that is found in this nugget here in verse 11. It is written, quote, as surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow before me, every tongue will acknowledge God. And then verse 12. So then each of us will give an account of ourselves to God. Because it's being applied to a different context, but there's still truth right there in that scripture. Where one day every knee will bow before God and every tongue will acknowledge that God is. So all this talk, all this getting God and prayer out of our schools and all of this talk of marriage equality now as it is so called and all these things that just fly against God's word in every which way possible. Remember that one day every knee will bow and every tongue will acknowledge God. Remember that. Christian or not, that's what God's word says. And that's what's going to transpire one day, whether you believe it or not. And we need to talk to as many people and let them know the truth and we want to see as many people believe as possible. And then it comes right after that, it says, so then each of us will give an account of ourselves to God. Have you ever thought about that with our political leaders? Each one of them is going to give an account of themselves to God. Each one. Whether it's King Obama, or whether it's Hillary Clinton, or whether it's Rick Santorum, or whether it's Rand Paul. And I'm not necessarily, I'm just shelling out names. We're all going to give an account of what we do. Each one of us. And if we forget that and we don't have any accountability and responsibility, then we're going to get ourselves into a heap of trouble. You ever seen someone who's not accountable or responsible for the kid? Let's think of a kid, right? They're not accountable. And you know, King Obama has done this so much. Like we just saw with ISIS. He's not taking responsibility. He's blaming his advisors. He's blaming, well, we just haven't come up with a plan yet. You know, not to mention it's been months ever since we even knew about ISIS, but there's no plan to address them yet. I realize it's tough. I realize that it's an enemy that we've never really faced conventionally before. Well, actually, no, wait a minute, back up. We have. We actually faced Al-Qaeda in Iraq for a long time, and we did fairly well against them. They're still around, but there's really a, it's very hard to eradicate something like that, and one can even think of it may even be impossible to eradicate something like Al-Qaeda, especially when you look at the history of the Middle East, and you look at the history of, because let's get a little history lesson here as far as, like, Islam, right? Because this is all driven by Islam. Some people say it's just radical Islam, but if you look in the Quran, you're going to find surahs that are quite scary. I'm just saying the facts. You're going to find some surahs that you're going to look at and be like, I didn't know that was in there. You realize that there has been, like, for instance, here's something that I was taught in school that I was convinced the Crusades, this is the thing, the Crusades were just European tyrants imposing their will in the Middle East, trying to take over Jerusalem because they thought it was some kind of holy prize. Do you realize that Muslims invaded Spain, North Africa, but they actually began invading the European continent, and that's what prompted the Crusades? This wasn't a conquest, as it was so taught to myself in school, public school, by the way. Hooray for public school. As it was so taught to me and to many of our students who are in schools today, not only was it taught that the Crusades were just white European bigots imposing their will, but it was taught that they were just the ones who were conquering for the sake of conquering, and they were just doing it in Jesus' name because they needed an excuse. You know, they were defending themselves against the Muslims who were invading Spain. We'll be back in just a moment.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. Two convicted killers on the loose as authorities sift through hundreds of tips.
Police in upstate New York are now guarding schools as a precaution. And again, these men are extremely dangerous. People are told not to approach them. Authorities in Canada, Mexico, also assisting in the search at this hour.
Fox's Heather Childers, authorities believe David Sweat and Richard Matt used power tools to escape the high-security prison. Former House Speaker Dennis Hastert slated to appear in a federal court in Chicago Chicago today, his first public sighting since being indicted.
He's expected to be arraigned here on charges that he evaded bank regulations as he withdrew hundreds of thousands of dollars and that he lied to the FBI about what he did with the money. Hastert's accused of plotting to pay $3.5 million as hush money to someone to keep quiet about a past misconduct.
Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Veterans, WFYL is pleased to participate in Greater Harleysville and North Penn Senior Services Veterans Expo. Stop by our table on Wednesday, June 10th from 9 to 1 p.m. Vets, make sure you are aware of the benefits you have earned. Find out about available resources, vision screenings offered, light refreshments available. Located at Encore Experiences Harleysville Senior Center. Call 215-256-6900. For more information,
the book of Nehemiah records an amazing story of how Nehemiah accomplished great things against all odds. I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network. Though we have great national concerns today, all Israel had even greater concerns. A collapsed nation, a destroyed temple, a sacked capital, walls torn down, city gates burned with fire, the people living as captives in foreign lands. Yet God was mightily at work. First the enemy, King Cyrus himself, said he was moved of the Lord to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem, and he sanctioned the work. Then God raised up necessary leaders, the elders, priests, Ezra, volunteers, and then Nehemiah. Nehemiah's task? To organize the physical work of laying new foundations, rebuilding broken walls, and all in the face of enormous opposition. But Nehemiah did the work because he could say with confidence, "The good hand of my God is upon me." I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, saying, be encouraged. Can you say with Nehemiah that God's good hand is on you? Because that's the key.
Sign up as a partner at papastors.net.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
Withholding taxes from people's paychecks began this day, June 9, 1943. Congress passed it as an emergency measure to get money to fight Hitler. The idea came from Beardsley Rummel, treasurer of Macy's and chairman of New York's Federal Reserve Bank. He called it the pay-as-you-go tax. So much money came in with so few complaints that it was continued after the war. But Americans weren't always taxed. In 1830, President Andrew Jackson wrote, "Through the favor of Providence, our country is blessed with prosperity and our citizens exempted from the pressure of taxation."
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
Chris Wallace kind of pressed into Rick Santorum lately. Hey, welcome to the program. Michael Evans here. You could call in at 610-539-TALK. Let your voice be heard this morning. 610-539-8255. So, Rick Santorum got pretty... He was put under the microscope by Chris Wallace of Fox News. I'm looking at an article at the ChicagoTribune.com. And there's a whole stink now. That's because everyone's saying, "Oh, is Rick Santorum telling the Pope what he can do, what he should believe, and what he shouldn't believe?" Because the Pope, according to him, I guess, weighed in on this morally. Climate change is a moral thing. And the Pope talked about how, well, we should take care of the Earth in regards to climate change. Now, whatever the Pope believes in regards to climate change, whether he believes it's happening or not, scripturally, that is true, to take care of the Earth. I love how that's only making headlines now. Because that scripture has been there for years. It's been there for thousands of years. That basically we're to be good stewards of the earth. That was the command that God gave to Adam and Eve to basically be good stewards of the earth, and that is commanded to us today. We have joining us on the phone right now Rob Gleason, who is with the PAGOP of Harrisburg, PA. Rob, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. It's a pleasure to be on the show this morning.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to have you. Now, you are a good friend of Mr. Santorum. I just want to read you what is causing the stink, because there are so many headlines that are popping up, basically all saying Rick Santorum thinks that he's smarter than the Pope. And the Pope, of course, everyone's pointing out the Pope has a degree in chemistry, and you know, he's a scientist and he's the Pope, and Rick Santorum believes that he's smarter than him. Now, this whole stink is coming from these words here, this exchange, okay? And I will read it to you now. Chris Wallace says, well, I'm sorry. No, you know what? I'm going to back up. Let's start with Santorum here, because he starts this, right? Santorum says, we have to make public policy with regard to environmental policy. Now, he's responding to Chris Wallace asking if he shouldn't talk about it, should you? Basically talking about Santorum saying, well, you know, the Pope shouldn't necessarily be talking about this, or at least hinting at that. Chris Wallace posed to him, if he shouldn't talk about it, should you? And that's where Santorum says we have to make public policy with regard to environmental policy, or the environmental policy. The point is, whether we like it or not, people in government have to make decisions with respect to our public policy that affect American workers. Wallace continued pressing Santorum, leading to this exchange. Wallace says, you don't think the Pope has a right to talk about this? And Santorum says, the Pope can talk about whatever he wants to talk about. I'm just saying, what should the Pope use his moral authority for? Wallace responds, he would say he's protecting the earth. Santorum says, I would say that that's an important thing to do, but I think there are more pressing problems confronting the earth than climate change. And that's it. That's creating, so apparently, because of that little exchange right there, Rick Santorum thinks he's smarter than the Pope. That's what everyone is coming to the conclusion with. This is from what? He's just saying that he thinks that there are more issues than just climate change, and that that's what the Pope should weigh on. Apparently, Rick Santorum's saying he's smarter than the Pope, according to that, Rob. I don't get it.
I don't get that either. That didn't sound like that. I mean, I think Rick is absolutely right. And but anyway, you never want to get cross sides with the Pope. You know, he's the leader of a billion people in the world. So, and he's allowed to speak out on anything he wants to. I'm a Catholic myself, and we consider the Pope to be infallible in faith and morals. So, you know, is it morally responsible to take care of the environment? It is. But Rick's absolutely right, because if we all get killed by terrorists, it doesn't matter where the earth goes. So Rick's a great guy. I've known him for a long time. He is a great candidate. I've seen him in action recently. He's changed his stripes a little bit. He's given a much better speeches, and he will be at our conference, our Northeast Republican Conference, which is June the 18th to 20th, downtown Philadelphia at the Sheraton. Rick will be one of the speakers, and along with a lot of other notables who are going to be there, who are running for the president. Scott Walker is going to be there, and so is Karl Rove, and our national chairman, Reince Priebus, and Congressman Steve King, who a lot of people know from Iowa, is a good conservative, and Lindsey Graham. Carly Fiorina has been a surprise. She's doing a great job on the trail. Chris Christie, John Bolton. So we're going to have a lot of people, but it even goes beyond that, Mike. We're going to have a lot of experts. We're going to have people from Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram talking about how these social media is used in politically, and how it's being used to shape the way people feel about different policies.
So you're gonna have all 58 Republican candidates there, if I'm hearing that correctly.
No, we're not gonna have all 58.
There's not. God help us if there are 58 Republican candidates for the primary. But that's what it seems like. Seems like every week there's someone else who's jumping in the race. But you could hear it straight from the horse's mouth at this event, if you will, with Rick Santorum and this whole thing there. Yeah, I don't. This is really getting blown out of proportion. And you're right. It's like, don't cross the Pope. You know, that's the worst thing that you could be labeled as, is that you're going toe to toe with the Pope. But I, you know what? Honestly, I would suspect that if the Pope was the Pope. If the Pope was asked a question about this whole thing right now, Santorum, because I'm sure it's probably going to get a little bigger and pick up steam, he's probably going to sit there and go, well, it's not that big of an issue to me. That's what
I
would think.
I'm sure the Pope loves Rick Santorum. There is no person who has defended the unborn better in the whole world than Rick Santorum.
That's
correct. And I'm sure, absolutely, and this is the number one in our faith. I said I'm a Catholic, but there's a lot of other people who are for this. It's the number one issue is the defense of the unborn. And nobody's done better than... I'm sure the Pope loves Rick Santorum, believe me.
Right, yeah, this is just classic media blowing things up much bigger than they... Because, again, I read that little exchange, and that's all it is. And it actually... Fox News is very, very Catholic themselves. If you watch their channel at all or anything like that, you could tell. They're just teeming with Catholicism. I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean that you know, you could see it everywhere and everything they talk about. So it's natural this kind of exchange would take place if Rick said something like that. But so you should definitely check out though this leadership conference. It's going to be right here in Philadelphia. It's going to be June 18th to 20th, and all those leaders that are going to be running are going to be there talking June 18th to 20th in Philadelphia. And you can actually, they have a website, which I think this is really handy because it doesn't end with .com as traditional things. It ends with .gop. It's 2015leadership.gop. That's the website. I think that's the coolest thing ever because you're moving away now from traditional .com or .org websites and people are basically getting creative with that kind of stuff. But I like that. 2015leadership.gop is where you can get more information. June 18th to 20th. And you're going to be there as well, Rob, right?
I am going to be. I'm chairman of the Pennsylvania Republican Party. We are the sponsors of this. It's $49. There is a charge to register. That's the only money you really have to spend unless you want to attend one of the luncheons or the dinners to hear the speaker and, of course, get a bite to eat. But if you don't want to spend any other money, it's just $49 to register and go to try to cover our expenses. So this is not a fundraiser. This is a bit different than things that political events that go on anywhere. A lot of them are either fundraisers or somebody running for office, which this is. These people are running for office, but we've broadened this. And so we're going to talk about, you're going to really have a chance to interact with not only candidates, but party activists. There'll be business leaders there, party veterans. And but we're really going to talk about, as I mentioned to you, how the new campaigns are being run. And Pennsylvania is in the crosshairs again. We haven't gone Republican for a president since 1988. So we're labeled a blue state. You and I know better than that. I mean, we have Senator Toomey as a United States Senator. We have 13 Republican congressmen out of 18. We have 120 members of the state house, the most we've had since 1950. And we have 30 state senators. So I think that's pretty blue. And we also have, 53 county courthouses where we have the majority. But what has escaped us since 1988 is carrying for the President of the United States. And it's time for that. And that's one of the reasons we're having this conference, is to bring focus on Pennsylvania. As you know, the Democrats are having their convention in Philadelphia next year.
Oh, we know. And that made headlines.
Yeah, that did. So, but I am just, I've been doing this for 10 years, and I've had a lot of success because we have a lot of great Republicans, I have a lot of great staff people, and people of Pennsylvania they're basically pretty conservative when you think about it. And, but we need to go for president. A Democrat has not been elected president of the United States without carrying Pennsylvania. And so we can stop Hillary Clinton right here in Pennsylvania, and that'll be the end of that.
And that should be it, because what we're really going to have to worry about is classic with Pennsylvania. Most of the state, if you look at it, is conservative, but the only part that we have issues is Philadelphia, of course. But then the collar around that is the real battleground, and that's Montgomery County. And yeah, so, Rob, thank you so much. We got to head to a break. When we return, though, you're not going to believe what President Obama is doing as far as executive order. I keep on calling president. He's king now, didn't you hear? We're going to get to that right in a moment, so just stay right there.
You just looked down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Hi, I'm Doug Floro, President and Certified Financial Planner at MFB Wealth Management. In Matthew 25, the parable of the 10 talents warns us that not investing the master's talents because of fear is wrong. Doing nothing can be a sin.
So what are the consequences of doing nothing?
In this parable, the first thing we see is that the Lord is not pleased. The one talent is taken away and given to the one that has 10 talents. Finally, the unprofitable servant is cast into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Wow, that sounds harsh.
It certainly does. Now, none of us is a perfect steward, but if you feel like you are just coasting along and it's time to make some changes, please call our office at 215-723-8999.
MFB Wealth Management, 215-723-8999, on the web at mfbwm.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, member FINRA SIPC.
Hi, I'm Scott Newcomer with Christian Businessmen's Connection, CBMC. Are you a Christian businessman? Do you feel like an ambassador in your workplace? In 2 Corinthians 5:20, the Apostle Paul tells us that Christ followers are ambassadors for Christ. So do you feel like one? Do you know how to walk like one? If you'd like to learn more about how to be a marketplace ambassador, walking daily in intimacy with God, how to be discipled or disciple others, how to share your faith simply in the marketplace, how to apply biblical principles to your life, and have a group of like-minded Christian businessmen around you to encourage you, basically to be the man God designed you to be, right where you work, right where God has you, contact us at CBMC and get connected. Just go to cbmc.com or call me, Scott Newcomer, at 610-304-1493. That's 610-304-1493.
Welcome back to the program. You're on 1180 WFYL, working for your liberty. You can call in at 610-539-TALK, 610-539-8255. And we're talking about some serious stuff here. Let your voice be heard. We can take your calls. We are talking about an interesting call by 61 lawmakers for President Obama. For King Obama to expand an LGBT executive order. That is right. Now, this is from WashingtonBlade.com. Nearly 1 year after President Obama announced he signed an executive order barring federal contractors from engaging in anti-LGBT discrimination, a group of 61 Democrats in Congress are calling him to take additional action for grants, doing business abroad, and marketplace discrimination. This is an open letter. The lawmakers, June 8th, so that's yesterday, led by Representative Alan Lowenthal, a Democrat from California, and Senator Ed Markey, who's a Democrat from Massachusetts, call for executive action to ensure federal funds aren't used to subsidize LGBT discrimination in the United States and overseas. Quote, to promote our fundamental values of equality, equity, and diversity, we cannot go halfway at home, and we certainly cannot halt the extension of these values at our border, Lowenthal said in a statement. Whatever happened to American isolationism? I thought that was the clarion call of the Democratic Party in a lot of sense. I've talked about this before. As far as politics, I don't really, one way or the other, my political views, they're one thing, they're Christian. We have joining us is Rob Gleason. He is chair of the Republican Party in Pennsylvania. Rob, we were just talking about the PAGOP and how you're going to be involved in the Republican Party Leadership Conference in Philadelphia, June 18th to 20th. Now, where in Philly is that going to be?
It's going to be at the Sheraton Hotel in downtown Philly. It's close to the Avenue of the Arts. I don't know exactly what the address is. It's 201 North 17th Street. So it's right downtown. It's a very nice facility. It's easy to get to. It's right off the expressway. So and we're asking, we're inviting people to come to this event. There is a cost involved. It's $49 to register and attend the sessions. There's going to be if you go to our website at 2015 Leadership GOP, you can see the agenda, our tentative agenda that keeps changing all the time, and you can see, for instance, we're going to start in the afternoon Thursday with Securing the Future, America, Foreign Policy, and Terrorism, which is certainly something that's on everybody's mind. And then we're going to have one on connecting social media and local candidates. So there's a lot of interesting things for people who want to drill down on into politics and really understand how elections are conducted and how they want or are won. But in addition, we're going to have presidential candidates. It's going to be a wonderful 2 days for people to attend. So we invite people to come and really enjoy this. They don't have any responsibilities. They could just sit and listen and take all this in.
Well, that is, you can get more information again at 2015leadership.gop. That's going to be an event that is very widely attended by some very notable Republican frontrunners who are going to be speaking. If you want to go ahead and list those off again, I know I heard Chris
sure,
Christie,
have,
John Bolton. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're going to have Lindsey Graham, Senator Lindsey Graham, who is on TV a lot. Chris Christie is going to speak at lunch on Friday. Carly Fiorina is going to be there, and she's going to do a book signing, and she's going to be speaking. Carl Rove is going to be there Saturday morning. I mean, there's he is a very important political activist, as we all know, and Governor Scott Walker is going to be have the final luncheon on Saturday, 2015, and he's been mentioned as one of the front runners. We have also invited several other people, and John Bolton, who is on Fox a lot, Dr. Ben Carson. We've invited every one of the candidates that anybody knows.
Rob,
we can't announce them until they accept.
Rob, here's your opportunity. Okay, I'm giving you your opportunity here.
Okay.
To come out and announce your candidacy for the presidency of the United States. Are you not going to take that chance?
I don't think so. And you know what? I think it's great. And a lot of people have been panning us a little bit because we have so many people running for president. Think about the Democrats. They have one person. And if you don't like her, you're going to come over and vote for our person. And that's where we're going to get a lot of Democrats and independents supporting our people. What is more important in a democracy than having a lot of people running for office? This is America. This is what it's all about. And so to have 20 or 22 or 25, I don't care how many people we have running for president, it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, no, and that is a good thing. Let's just, God help us, though, if the number keeps on going up exponentially, because we're going to have quite a time at the primary, aren't we? We are going to be looking at this very closely, the Republican Party Leadership Conference in Philadelphia, June 18th to 20th. You can go to 2015leadership.gop. Rob, I'm kind of disappointed that you did not announce your candidacy. But we're going to go ahead, though, because I want to, just in case, maybe you've changed your mind a week from now, okay, we're going to go ahead and talk a little bit about this this call now from senators and congressmen to go ahead and, I guess, they want an executive order from President Obama expanding anti-LGBT discrimination, I guess, in ways of, well, where our money is going to. They don't want to support nations. And this is what I'm inferring from everything I was reading there before, that they don't want to support nations who are discriminating against LGBT communities, and they apparently want him to do that via executive order. Are they trying to ride the executive order gravy train a little too hard here?
No, they are. And, you know, those two senators, that senator and House member you mentioned, they're two of the most liberal people in the United States Congress.
And that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, Lowenthal and Markey. And, you know, this is ridiculous. We have so many problems that we are facing in this country and around the world that those fellows are not doing their job, okay, by putting out letters and trying to push an agenda that most of the American people are not interested in even discussing. You know, most people, what they're worried about, number one, is having a job and having a good opportunity for themselves. And number two is not having a terrorist take them out. And these guys are worried about LGBT. I mean, it's ridiculous. It really is. This is just, as you said, King Obama, this is just another one of the, and he'll probably do it too, since they called on him.
That's the scary thing about it. That he's probably going to. Now, the White House hasn't commented on it yet, but I think that he's going to do something. He's going to do anything that he can, because he's clearly shown that he's not going lame duck without a fight. He's going to prove to everyone that he is not a lame duck president and try to do as much as he possibly can, no matter how much everyone voices their opinion against it in his last couple months as president of the United States. So, that's where that's at. Rob, it was a pleasure to have you on this morning.
Thanks, Mike. It was a pleasure to be on. I'd love to be on again. I'm looking forward. I hope you come down to the event. And I'll be looking forward to visiting with your people, or if not you, during the event. I urge people to come downtown and enjoy a lot of conservative talk and meet a lot of people who feel the same way they do about America and about Pennsylvania and about moving forward.
That's 2015leadership.gop, the website for that. We're going to be back with more headlines and interviews after this.
A wise and frugal government which shall restrain men from injuring one another shall leave them otherwise free to regulate their own pursuits of industry and improvement, and shall not take from the mouth of labor the bread it has earned. This is the sum of good government. Taken from Thomas Jefferson's first inaugural address, March 4th, 1801. If you're looking for a healthy treat today, why not head down to TCBY Frozen Yogurt? It's located in the King of Prussia Mall, the Plaza section opposite L.L. Bean. They have shakes and smoothies and hot fudge sundaes and, yes, even mint chocolate chunk frozen yogurt. And if you tell them you're a listener of WFYL, receive a 10% discount. So today, why not? Head on down to TCBY Frozen Yogurt, located in the King of Prussia Mall. You're listening to WFYL 1180, working for your liberty and things that matter. Thanks for listening.
Live from beautiful West Norriton Township, this is AM 1180. AM 1180. WFYL. King of Prussia. Philadelphia.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. First they chanted, "Fire him," and then it was... Protesters in McKinney, Texas, demanding a police officer be charged for his actions at a swimming pool caught on video. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers has more live.
Well, the video shows a white officer pinning a black teen girl to the ground and pulling a gun on others after a pool party got out of hand. Jahai Bakari's daughter was also there and tried to get involved, but he says despite her behavior, it doesn't excuse what she claims was a punch in the face.
I was just
just too infuriated then. It just went from just anger to just disgust.
The Homeowners Association there limits the number of guests at the pool, but more than 100 people, mostly kids, showed up, some jumping over the fence, Dave.
Tanya, the former House Speaker Dennis Hastert goes to court in Chicago today, the Republican making his first appearance since being indicted.
He's expected to be arraigned here on charges that he evaded bank regulations as he withdrew hundreds of thousands of dollars and that he lied to the FBI about what he did with the money. Hastert's accused of plotting to pay $3.5 million as hush money to someone to keep quiet about a past misconduct stemming from Hastert's time as a teacher and wrestling coach in Yorkville, Illinois.
Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso, the AP, reports that misconduct maybe sexual abuse. They'll start picking a jury today to put an Oklahoma man on trial. Matthew Durham's accused of sexually abusing kids while volunteering at an orphanage in Kenya. Still no sign of two convicted killers on the run more than 3 days after breaking out of prison. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says they have to get these guys.
They're going to be desperate. They killed once. They'll do it again.
Prison workers and contractors being questioned as investigators try to figure out if David Sweat and Richard Matt had help escaping. A hearing today in New Orleans will decide how much money 3,000 homeowners can get to replace Chinese drywall that emits sulfur fumes that have made people sick and corroded appliances in homes. The drywall makers already been ordered to pay nearly $3 million to seven plaintiffs in Virginia. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
President Obama will talk up his health care law later this morning, the day after questioning the Supreme Court considering the latest challenge to Obamacare. Fox News Radio's John Decker live at the White House.
As the president is set to tout in a speech this morning, the Affordable Care Act, his blunt challenge to the Supreme Court over a pending case, is raising some eyebrows. The president at a news conference strongly suggested the court would be running afoul of established law if it rules against the administration on the validity of Obamacare subsidies.
This should be an easy case. Frankly, it probably shouldn't even been taken up.
The court decision expected any day could have far-reaching implications because millions would lose their insurance if the court rules against the administration. Dave?
John, the father of a West African boy caught being smuggled into Spain in a suitcase last month has been freed on bail, allowing the family to be reunited. A court ordered Ali Ouattara freed last night, hours after his 8-year-old son from Ivory Coast was released from a youth center where he was being cared for. He was discovered by border police in Spain in that suitcase back on May 7th. FIFA's corruption scandal has not only rocked soccer's governing body, it's also made Switzerland take action.
Switzerland is home to more than 60 sports federations, all of which enjoy tax-exempt status. But Swiss lawmakers have finally grown weary of financial scandals and corruption allegations. They've just passed legislation that will bring far greater scrutiny of transactions made by sporting bodies. Further legislation is being drafted to make sports corruption a criminal offence.
That's Sky News' Enda Brady. At the Women's Soccer World Cup, the Americans won their first game. Team USA beat Australia 3-1. In hockey, Tampa Bay beat Chicago 3-2. So the Lightning are now just two wins away from hoisting the Stanley Cup as NHL champs. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News.
Kings or Parliament could not give the rights essential to happiness. We claim them from a higher source, from the King of Kings and Lord of all the earth. They are not annexed to us by parchments and seals. They are created in us by the decrees of Providence which establish the law of our nature. They are born with us, exist with us, and cannot be taken from us by any human power without taking our lives. A quote from John Dickinson, 1804.
seniors and anyone connected with seniors. Attend Chester County's Premier 50 Plus Expo on Tuesday, June 9th. WFYL will be there at the Church Farm School, 1001 Lincoln Highway in Exton, from 9 to 2 p.m. Stop by our table and say hello. Free health screening, useful seminars, entertainment, all available for free. For more information, go to agreatwaytospendmyday.com.